Would you stand up and pray, sweetheart? Okay, here's a microphone you can use, or actually you can use mine probably quicker.
Father, we just thank you for this day, Father, for this opportunity to come in your house, Father. Help us to receive your word, Father. Plant it in our hearts and help us to apply it to the life that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give me a kiss. All right. Are we in Genesis chapter 1? I'm going to share with you for just a few moments on the two faces of dominion, the two sides of dominion. There are two opposite sides of dominion, and they're both for you. They will both help you. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it's at the beginning of the Bible, and the word says here, and God said, let us. Let who? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let us. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything. A study of verse 26 quickly shows you it's over everything. Over the spirit world, over sickness, over failure, over poverty, over everything on the face of this earth. Now, the word dominion here means to have power over, supreme power, supreme strength, and supreme authority. It's all the power that there is. It's, first of all, you're delegated by God, and God says, every person on this earth has authority and power. And then there's also power, like it says in Acts 1:8. You will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and it'll cause you to be able to be witnesses, witnesses with power, witnesses that lay hands on the sick. In just a moment, we're going to lay hands on the sick or whatever else you need. We're just going to do a simple impartation. Somebody here was here last week, and I spoke something out. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they said, how did he know that? Well, I knew that by the gift of the word of knowledge, one of the nine spiritual gifts in in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And so just realize that when we talk about dominion here, in every verse that I'm going to use tonight, it's talking about having God's approval and authority and commission, and he's saying, you're the one I want to do it. Not Michael the archangel. Not Lucifer. You are. Every last one of you have power. I buried most of the people I buried, went to the grave, never realizing how much authority and power and dominion that they had over everything. Well, it doesn't matter to me. Well, if you're going to have a prayer life, it matters. See, if you don't realize when you pray that you have dominion, you best just shut up and don't pray. I am sure when I call upon the Lord God, Creator God, my Father, and seal my prayer with the name of my Savior, my High Priest, Jesus, I have no doubt I'm going to get an answer to prayer. And the only thing that makes me wonder is if we don't get an answer. And then I ask why. See, I can tell you this. I'm not sure. I don't want to say anything to upset anybody, but, you know, there's just a few requirements to getting your prayers answered. And if I was you, I'd find out what they were. And we teach that kind of thing every week here in all of our preaching services. And, Mel, that was a good word Sunday night. God bless you and thank you. You will receive power. God said, let us make man in our image after like and after our likeness. What is the image and likeness of God? It's dominion. It's power over everything. Well, that doesn't work for me. Well, make a few more services and it might. Be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only, but a doer of the word. Because if you just hear, and that's as far as it goes, the word says in James chapter 1, you're deceiving yourself. Just be a doer of the word. And the most important thing that you can do for God is believe him. Abraham made mistakes that are seen in the Bible, but when he believed God, when God told him, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care how old you are, you're going to become a father. And the word says Abraham believed him, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. That's the only righteousness that you and me can have. Let's be honest with ourselves. Mankind sins. I think the biggest disappointment in my life when I feel like how good I could sin after I got saved. I did my best sinning after I got saved. I was 19 years old. Now, I put a curve on it. God has curved me. He's working on me, and he's working on you. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. Amen? Amen? Amen. He's working on you. He loves you. He's glad you're here. He's not mad at you. All he's got for you is good news. The two faces, the two sides of dominion, and both sides are for your benefit. Here it means superior power and legal authority. You have superior power than any enemy that you have, and you have the authority commissioned by God to succeed. Nobody in this room has been called to fail. You've been called to succeed. But you have to believe and act accordingly. You have to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer also. If you'll do the word, and if you'll pray what God tells you to pray, you're full of supreme power, and you don't have to be perfect. I'm not up here because of my sinless perfection, because I couldn't be up here on that. I'm here because God called me up here. I'm here because God loves me. God uses me. I'm here because I believe God. I believe his promise, not only for my life, but for your life. In just a few moments, like I said, and if nobody wants to come up, that's okay. I'm just doing what God told me to do. Superior power, might, like if you were in a wrestling match, you'd win every one of them. And superior legal authority. You have been called to win. You have been called to pray prayers that will get answered. And if you're not living that kind of a life, stick around because you can. Amen? God wants you to win. God wants you to succeed in life. God wants to give you things that you want. For every single person in this room, God has a husband or wife for you. I said for every person in this room that's single, God has a husband or a wife for you. And you know which way that it's Adam and Eve. It's not Adam and Steve. Don't buy into that stuff. For every person in this room, God has a wonderful mate for you. And for every person in this room, Satan has multitudes upon multitudes of people that will never serve God. Ever. And how do you know the difference? Well, you put yourself in the word and you pray and you ask God. And you realize just a few things. He who findeth a wife, he, male gender, who finds a wife. See, the man's supposed to find the woman. The woman is not supposed to find the man, no matter what you've been told. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from God. God has a wonderful person, but they won't be perfect. Because you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But there'll be somebody that what God has joined together. See, I've been in a lot of situations, a lot of counseling sessions, a lot of deals where God didn't put those people together. They just, and see, that'll never work. No matter what you've been told, that won't work. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Well, what does that mean to me? Ask God. Talk about it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Came to this here altar. Let's move along here. I'm preaching the two sides, the two faces of dominion. Please let me have Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. What is man that thou art mindful of him, Lord, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over all your works. Everything that you made on this earth, that's on this earth right now, God has made you to have dominion over it. Especially if you know how. If you have the mind of Christ. If you're in the Word. If you're praying the Word. If you're speaking the Word. If you know the promises of God. You're in charge. Not sickness or failure. Not poverty or gloom. Creator God chose man to have this kind of authority and this superior power on this earth. Anything that roams on this earth, we have power over. Demons, angels, guardian angels, people, neighbors, friends, and enemies. We have power. If we can learn what to do with our neighbors, if we can learn what to do with our enemies, if we can learn what to do to be successful. There are over 7,500 promises in the Word of God to mankind. There's about 8,600 promises when you put the earth in there. But those 7,500 promises cover everything in your life. And there's not one promise that is not for you. It's all for you. And God wants to bless you. And God wants you to be happy. And you were made and created for God's pleasure. I woke up this morning, I said, God, I just realized I was created for your pleasure. Help me to live my life in such a way on this day that I bring you pleasure. And you can say, this is my beloved son, Angelo, in whom I'm well pleased. And those are the kind of prayers that we should pray. We should realize we have the power to please God. Amen? Creator God chose man to have this kind of dominion over all this earth, over everything on this, over all the wildlife, over everything. You can look at the law. If any kind of an animal kills man, the Bible says that animal shall surely die. And we have supreme power here. And Millie and I, one of the things we've been able to enjoy since she's retired is we do a lot of things together. One of the things we do together is hunt together. And last year, we killed 3 deer. We could have killed 4 or 5 or 6. But three was enough for us. It was enough to give us all the food we wanted. And it was beautiful. It started with us believing that God will hear our prayers, keep us safe, so on and so forth. Now, turn with me to Psalm 19 and verse 13. And I'm going to show you the flip side of this power, of this dominion. This is David praying, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. For those of you that have any kind of a behavioral, physical, any kind of an addiction, you need to start praying against that addiction. You need to pray like David prayed right there, Lord, don't make me a slave to it. Brenda, Nicole there, she got over hers. She went to work. It wasn't easy. You know what she did first? She stopped making excuses for the terrible choices she was making. She began to say, I can do better. I can be a better mother. I can be a better child of God. I can remember the day that Sam and I drove her up to, what was the name of that place? Gateway. She was so sick. She was so strung out. You don't mind me saying anything about this. I can't talk about everybody this way. You've helped a lot of people. I'm going to help you help a lot of people because I'm going to tell this story till I die. And we got her dropped off at Gateway. And they called us, and they said, look, you can't leave her here. She's too strung out. She can die. She is very close to death. And would you please call? And they told us where to call. They're in Van Buren. We took her to the hospital there. How many days were you there? Three? About three. And what they had to do was pump her full of everything. Everything that was anti being hooked on drugs. There's help for every person in this room tonight. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to get over yourself. You're going to have to get over yourself to get that help. You're going to have a come to Jesus meeting with yourself. You're going to have to be honest with yourself. You're going to have to be honest. You're going to have to stop doing things addictively that are just causing you harm. And you just want it, and you're hoping for some kind of a good end. See, you're going to have to get over that. Sure is quiet in here. That's awful good preaching. There's two people that agree. How many of you agree with that? Keep back your servant, oh God, every morning here in Logan County. Father, I thank you for this day. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have a right to correct me, to direct me. You have a right to take me today if that's what you want. I prayed that this morning with my wife. Your will be done. Nevertheless, your will, not my will, be done, Lord God. And Lord, keep me back and then name your sin. You might have to go in the bathroom and turn the shower on, flush the toilet, but nobody else can hear you. But be honest with somebody, for God's sake. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. If you've got a problem, he that covers his sin will not prosper. But he that confesses and turns away from, I guarantee you, if you begin to confess your weakness and your sin, God will give you the power to overcome. That's what communion is all about. It's an oil change for the Christian to get him back going the right way. Lord, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Now look here. Here's the opposite side. Don't let sin have dominion over me, because when I was born again, you gave me power over sin. You have to enforce things sometimes. You have to make sure you just get yourself up and shake yourself and say, by golly, I'm not going to do that no more. I'm going to get free from that. God, keep me back from the sin that's keeping me to moving forward with you. Let these sins not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. It's a different message. We won't go into that. But in just a moment, if anybody wants prayer, I'm going to take this bottle of oil right here. Anybody that comes up here, and I'm going to anoint you with oil. I'm not going to ask you a question. I don't need to know. I just need to do what God's told me to do. And I believe if you'll receive that, God will give you tremendous power over whatever. Sin is not supposed to have dominion over the child of God. Sin shall not have dominion over you. I'm so glad to be here. If I told you what a sinner I've been in the last 51 years since I've been saved, you'd say, man, he's making some of that up. No. No. Turn with me, if you would please, to Psalm 119, verse 33, the two faces of dominion, both of them in your favor. Psalm 119, and verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Teach me, Lord. Hey, Siri, where is the verse in Psalm 119 that says we have dominion over sin?
Okay. I found this on the web for where is the verse in Psalm 119 that says we have dominion over sin. Check it out.
Okay. It's Psalm. Are you guys still up there? It's Psalm 119, 133. Try that verse. Look here. You know how come I know the word like I do? Because I use every tool that I have. And I'm not ashamed to do it. I'm not ashamed to do it in front of anybody. This is how you become great in the Word of God. And if you become great in the Word of God, you'll just plain become great. Order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in your word. Everything that you need to know about you is in the Word of God. I ain't worried about the person next to you, and you stop worrying about them too. It's time to start thinking about yourself. Everything that you need to know about you to be successful and have a sense of peace and joy is in the Word of God. It's not anywhere else. It's not in any human being. Let me just tell you something. Ain't a sucker in the world can complete you but Jesus. All them other suckers you trying ain't never going to work. It just ain't going to happen. Millie, do I complete you? She don't complete me. That's just the wife God gave me. And bless God, a few days ago we were married 48 years. Man, oh man. Right there is where you should be clapping. Thank you. 48 years. And there's people in here, Jack and Rocky, have been married longer than that. Yeah. Somewhere in the 60s. How long was Ray and Evie? How many?
Over 60.
Yeah. I'm heading for it. I'm going to live long and strong. You want to hear something? I'm going to quote something out of Gone with the Wind. Here's Clark Gable. I can live here another 40 years, or I can leave here tonight. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a oops. Everybody know what that word is?
Yeah.
It's like we went to the Ozark, damn. It don't matter to me. But you know what? I am not going to let the devil steal any of my days if I can help it. I'm going to do everything I can that I know how. I wake up and I'm driven. I am driven when I wake up every morning. Now, one thing I want you to do, like me, is if you make a mistake in life, I don't want you to worry about it. If you make a mistake, don't say, well, the word was wrong. I just said, no, I made a mistake. I fixed it as quick as I could. I showed you how to fix it. Every mistake that you make, you can overcome. You can get it fixed. You can get forgiveness. You can get help. That's what it means to be a Christian. Not to live dynamically perfect like a robot, like the Terminator, Terminator 2, where he teaches him to say, hasta la vista, baby. And he says, promise me you won't kill anybody in there. I promise. That's the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he went inside somewhere where he had to, and he sure shot some people up, but he didn't kill any of them. Order my steps in your word. Lord, I know that your word is true. I know that you have a plan for my life today. Did you know that God has a plan for your life tomorrow, the next day? He's got a plan for your life. And according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, he says this, I know the plans that I have for you. They're good plans. I don't have bad plans for anybody. They're good plans. Plans that you'll be satisfied with. And you'll find those plans when you seek me. And you'll find them, according to verse 13, when you seek me with all of your heart. Now let me tell you something. I see people with these relationships and drugs and stuff seek that stuff with all their heart and come up empty. But I promise you this. If you give God just a chance, if you'll seek God with all of your heart, maybe you've never done that before. You'll be happy. A long time before right now, God made me happy in my salvation. I have never thought about leaving him. No, I've strayed from his word. But don't get too smug with me. So have you. But I love God. I love him enough to come back and say, I was wrong, Father. I love him enough to tell people I was wrong. Last place tonight is Romans 6:14. For sin, now look here. This is a blanket to the church of the living God. In Romans here. Romans chapter 6 and verse 14 was written to every believer throughout history with the cross. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law. But you're under grace. You're under grace. We preached on grace Sunday morning. We shared about grace and what it meant, the power of grace. That message was called Grace, the Gift of God. And the last place, 2 Corinthians 12, 5 through 10, Paul had a problem. They asked God to get rid of it, and God said, no. No, I'm not going to get rid of it. It's going to stay on your life. My grace is sufficient for you. And my strength is made strong in your weakness. See, a lot of times God said, I'm using you, because when people see that happen, they'll know it wasn't you that did it, that it was me. I understand that. I want to reason with you just for a moment and ask you a simple question. While you heard this word, was there anything in this word that made you think, I want to get anointed with oil? And if there's nobody here, it doesn't matter to me. I did what I know what I was supposed to do. But if there's anybody here that feels like God can do better in me, I can do better for the Lord, I'm pointed in the right direction, and you want to come up, just come up right now. I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm just going to anoint you with oil. If you got all that you need right now, all that you can process, that's fine with me. Just make a line here. I want you to say in your heart, the moment I'm anointed with oil, God is answering that prayer. What are you doing, sweetie? What are you doing over here? Everybody look at me. This is the head pastor of this church. When I hand her this bottle, it's all anointed. She's going to touch each and every one of you. That's all she's going to do. Millie, you're in line there. That's fine. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the poise and power that it took for people to come up here, I release the anointing right now. In Jesus' name, let's get every one of them. Because God loves everybody that's up here. Was the last time somebody told you you were special? Well, I'm telling you from the truth. There's my wife right there. You are very special. God bless you. God bless you for coming up. That took courage. God's gonna help you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now you've got a perfect chance. If you're offended by speaking in tongues, well, the Bible says there's a prayer language that you can use. Help them, God. Each and every one of them. Usually get one or two takers on that one. Does she live with you?
She's my daughter.
She's your daughter. Are you glad she came up tonight? God's proud of you. You did things that other people didn't do. He's going to answer your prayers. Yes. Amen. He's already, isn't he? I hug your neck. God bless you. God bless everybody. Deacons, that's going to help with communion tonight.